The common fallacy that saying anything negative sounding is a bad thing. That brings bad stuff in its wake. In another article I said, all speaking is committing. And it is true. But is every speaking as strong a commitment as if you said, this is what I stand for, so help me God? I am working through something that happened in a call with Troy, where he was the coach and I was the client. I mentioned to him my article from yesterday where I said, no one wants to interview me, so I'll interview myself. He instantly got bent out of shape. I am still dealing with the negative reaction it caused for him. As a true empath, I am still connected to him, and I feel it will take him a while to shake it off. He said that my statement, nobody wants to interview me, is negativity, informing both my readers and the universe to stay away from me, and my followers to abandon ship. I can see that some people will hear that if no one wants to interview me, then there is no sense in reading my articles, or listen to what I teach. If everything rubs you the wrong way, or if social proof is how to make your life decisions, I may not be the person who you want to follow, and in truth, I don't want you to follow me either. When you get bent out of shape, when I rubbed you the wrong way, what actually happens is this: your lower self, the self-important part of you, the UN self-assured part of you, the little Napoleon part of you is acting up, and lowers your vibration. For example, you come to a conversation with me with 200 vibration, but your vibration promptly drops to 100 when the lower self takes over. A sign that you didn't actually earn your vibration through self-knowledge, the painful process of telling the truth about yourself. You can't tell that I am not judging you, that I am not saying it's wrong how you are. And you react the way you see it, it's wrong. You are a rookie empire. And you hear everything as a rookie empire too. You hear it the way it is. His is always a myth. Dealing with the world as a bunch of is very disempowering. Because unless all the is positive, you get bent out of shape. And that, my dear, feels horrible. Judging from the backache my coach is experiencing still. 20 minutes after we hung up. I still love him, but I am sure he doesn't love me. Lol. I became a negative is for him. Now I understand why another coach fired me after a week. A year or two ago. I rubbed him the wrong way. He was, also, a rookie umpire. My other coach, Ben, has earned his 200 vibration. As the saying goes, the measure of superior intelligence is the degree to which you can hold two opposing ideas and continue to function. And by functioning I mean not be upset. Can superior intelligence be expressed with a number? Interestingly, high intellectual intelligence includes this aspect of intelligence. I didn't fully express in that article, but the essence of that superior intelligence is to live in a not either slash or world, but an end world. This and that. The essence of that superior intelligence is to live in a not either slash or world, or ness, but in an end world. And ness. In quantum mechanics, something can be a wave and it can be a particle. Same thing, two different views. It is both. But only one side of the coin is expressed at any one time. Talking about coins, like everything, it always includes the other side, the seeming opposite, the seemingly conflicting view. Sometimes, maybe always, certainty is more comfortable. I don't like Trump the man. And it is a very comfortable thing, I don't have to worry about it. Done deal. But my teacher, Ben, talks about rhetoric and how seductive it is to persuade people, to make people follow you, and use Trump's style as an example. Now I think of Trump as an example for a skill I admire, I want, and I want to learn. Now I need to hold two conflicting ideas and continue functioning, be at peace, and have no muscle tension, no resistance, no nothing. Okay. He is both. Take a deep breath. I just demonstrated superior intelligence. Lol. I made reality malleable. Malleable simply means it is not in is. Not rigid. Not set. Getting back to negativity. When the speaker has superior intelligence, i.e. in thinking, the universe doesn't hear a commitment to the negative, the universe hears one side of the coin. I can't say this is true about most people. They hear is, Sophie is not worth reading. Because nobody wants to hear her. I learned curating, being selective actively, from my teacher Ben Sutto. He writes in a way that alienates the people he doesn't want to deal with because they will never really get him, never really respect him, never really be a pleasant experience for him to deal with. People who heard that his statement about me will leave, and my life be better for it. I have a principle in life, I want to be where I am celebrated, not where I am merely tolerated. And this is my guiding principle in who I want to do business with, who I want as a client or a student. Having a big crowd? Not my style, not my interest. My classes are 7 to 8 people strong. And I make sure that my students love me. When there is an occasional doubt, I shift their listening. And we are back to loving each other, celebrating what we do together. This article was a little bit rant-y. But such is life. Ranting is good if it gets the poison out of your system. If it makes the poison go deeper, then, of course, it is not ranting. What should I offer you today? I am gearing up for the Feeling and Inner Authority webinars, but while I am not ready, you would greatly benefit from learning how to muscle test Sophie style. Meaning, while connected to source. Measuring anything but yourself. You cannot connect to yourself. Yet. In fact, you don't have a self yet. No offense. You're a collection of words at this point. But it is still very valuable to be able to muscle test other people, supplements, foods, etc. The muscle test won't necessarily say if it is good for you, it will say if it is good. Or not. Learn muscle testing from Sophie's videos. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/muscle testing.